You're with Tim Wong C on Regional Drive.
Talking about dust and dust mites with you right now, because particularly in some parts of the state, as the weather warms from very cold temperatures that we've had earlier in the year, maybe it's time to just do a bit of a spring clean, open the windows, get some clothes out from under the bed, pack the winter woolies away. With that, bringing up and unearthing all of this dust. And with that goes dust mites as well. So I'm sure you've seen a photo of them. Obviously, you can't see them with the naked eye, but you know that they don't look that pleasant. But what are they, these dust mites, and how can we control them? Plus, if you've got a question too for a dust expert, 0448922604. Associate Professor Juan Tuvey is from the Wilcock Institute of Medical Research and has studied dust mite allergies. Professor, good afternoon.
G'day. Hi, Tim.
As a definition, dust mites, what are they?
They're what we refer to as arachnids. They're little things that are very closely related to ticks, which are related to spiders. So they've got eight legs and not six. So they're this little, well, large, very large, actually, group of insects found all around the world. Not insects, they're arachnids. They're found all around the world. And they live in your house. These ones are adapted, probably came from birds, and they used to live on bird feathers, probably. And they've taken a liking to our skin, our dead skin, not our live skin, fortunately. And so there's lots of dead skin and house dust. That's probably the main component of house dust in many cases. And when you put clothes in the washing machine, you know how the water all goes white? Well, a lot of that is just the skin off your body floating around in the washing machine. And that's what they feed on, the dead, decaying skin.
So, okay, so you talked about dead skin there, but is dust the common denominator with where you'll find them? Does there have to be dust present in order to find the dust mite, or could it just be the dead skin and there they are also?
Well, they need the appropriate conditions of temperature and humidity. You know, they're a bit fussy, otherwise they don't grow very much. So usually on clothing which is in storage, or in the dust in your mattress, or on the dust on the floors, you will be able to find live dust mites. But because the material they produce, the poo, amongst other things, but the broken down bodies are also got these proteins in them you become allergic to, they become distributed right around the house. So even if you collected dust off the top of your doorway or something, you may not find live mites in it, but you would still find the dust mite allergens, those proteins that you become allergic to. So they get distributed right around the house.
Okay, so you talk about weather conditions that are required, some of the physical things that are needed to find the dust mites. And so are they eating the dust? Is that that's what they're attracted to in order to survive? Is that important to them?
Yeah, probably. It may be that there's the fungi which grow on the dust, or some process of the dust breaking down. They don't eat live skin. And we used to grow them in culture, and you can culture them on a whole range of things, not just skin, but good protein sources they will grow on. But for some unknown reason, our skin is an appropriate food for them, and they do very well. Whisker shavings mixed with a bit of yeast, one of the favourite things we used to raise dust mites on.
Okay, not that anyone's particularly going to be doing a science experiment in their kitchens this afternoon, Professor, but in terms of, you talked about the allergies, for example, it can be the mites themselves or the proteins, as you've said. So is it just a matter of, if people do have allergies, they know just to keep clean spaces, and that is just the best tried and true method to avoiding these dust mites from entering your life?
Well, more or less, yeah. I mean, they... there's lots of allergen around, and that's very difficult to get rid of it all in houses is one of the problems. But when you are exposed to it, when you move in your house, or you walk across the carpet, or you climb into bed, put on some clothing, all these things, you disturb that dust and you inhale these particles which contain the allergen. So the mites produce a lot of different proteins called, we're calling them allergens because they're the things you become allergic to, probably about 38, 40 of them. But there are some major ones, and it's those things that you develop a particular sort of allergic immune response to.
Are certain parts of the house worse than others? Parts that don't get it clean as often?
Maybe not. They need some place they can hide. So things like carpets and bedding, clothing, all those places are good because they can sort of burrow down between the fibres and they can keep their humidity. If that you don't find them on like tiled surfaces or bench tops or anything like that, that they need to be able to sort of hide, get out of the light. But they need to conserve their moisture, so they like to be down, stuck between some fibres.
Thanks for coming on, Professor. An enlightening and somewhat eerie conversation. Thanks for your time.